לומדים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We're studying from Tess.
אות יוד אור פנימי שמתחילה בטור א' בדבר המתחיל וזה אומרו. ניתן לצפות בשידורנו באתר.
You can ask questions live on Cap TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Page Aleph Tav Resh Tzadik Hei. What we're studying here is how the collective soul called Malchut corrects itself and connects with Zeranpin, and its correction is a gradual correction. Where the Malchut has to reach the full height, where all of the vessels that are below the Parsa, which are the nine lower parts of the Malchut, they are the worlds of Bia, of Kedusha, with everything that is in them, with all of the broken vessels. All that belongs to the Malchut, the lower nine of the Malchut. And she has to collect them, arrange them, raise them to Atzilut. After she raises all of these Kelim to Atzilut, where first of all she raises them from the world of Bria, then from the world of Yetzirah, then from the world of Asiyah. Every world is called 2,000 years. Therefore, all of the corrections are called 6,000 years. And after she does that, by that she completes her correction. And then we have an action called Rav Pealim Mekapziel that corrects that which is below the Parsa, which is the stony heart. And then the Malchut that brought up all the Achab Daliyah with it, comes down to the Siyum, the very end, connecting with the stony heart, called the 7,000. And there is the 8th, 9th, and 10th thousand, which is the attainment of the Gaon. And that's what we learn. So in the meantime, we're learning only about the discernments of the very first discernments of the correction of the Malchut, or different possibilities. Different possible options that can take place during the correction. And that's why it says that there are four phases in the Bchinat Panim Bepanim. These four phases are not precisely according to this order. Bchina Aleph starts from the Paltzuf of the Yenika of Panim, which is Paltzuf of Vak, which is from the Chazeh and down, Panim bePanim, without the elimination of the Hei Rishonot, first five, which are Gal. Meaning, we learned this, now he's simply elaborating that whatever is below the Chazeh, from the Chazeh to the Zeranpin, the Malchut clothes on it, accepts what exists there, but still the five Sefirot that are above the Chazeh of Zeranpin do not shine in the Malchut. There is an option to shine below the Chazeh, and that the Malchut will rise above the Chazeh. We'll see how it happens. Why is that important? Because the Malchut that reaches a state where it completely clothes on the Zeranpin, and it corrects itself to be like him, by that she reaches the final correction. Her final correction is for there to be the two great illuminations that will use one Keter, the Bina, and will support one another, and it will be as one. Meaning the Zeranpin with respect to the Malchut is the same extent of bestowal which the Bina has formed toward the Malchut, the Zeranpin. Where does the Zeranpin come from? As a result of Bchina Bet, wanting to become like the kettle. Therefore, she says, I do not receive. I don't want to receive. There's no coercion in reality, in spirituality. Okay, but you're not like the kettle because you're not bestowing then. Okay, what do I have to do in order to really be like the kettle? I have to bestow. How do I bestow? That is what Bchina Bet, the second phase, calculates. That's called the Zat, the Rosh of Zeranpin. I have to receive, but so that the pleasure that I get from the reception will be completely attributed, targeted, aimed at the host. Meaning, I sit at his table. It's not that I get fish and meat from him, but I get pleasures from him. And the pleasures which I get, I want him to enjoy that. I want him to feel that. But in order for me to do that, I have to accept them and feel how he enjoys me. I have to feel his pleasure, meaning that I have to connect to him. I have to be inside him, inside his feeling. I have to know the pleasure which I receive from him. I have to know that he receives it. And then to enjoy bestowal. To enjoy bestowal, it means to receive in order to bestow. To receive in order to bestow, it means to achieve bestowal with him. Meaning that I reach pleasures that are 620 times greater. This is what I calculate. How to build this whole thing? This is what the Bina thinks. And then she is to receive what exists in the Chokhmah in order to receive from the Keter. And by that, she builds a Paltsuf called Zeranpin. Meaning in Zeranpin, there is Bina because she begets him. There is the Chokhmah that he receives with the intention to receive of the Bina. And in a way that yearns, aspires to achieve the Keter by. There are all the previous discernments in this discernment. Just like in each and every Bchina, there are all the previous Bchinot. And then what does he find out, the Zeranpin? He discovers a new deficiency. That in all his actions, he can perform them in practice, in action, from everything besides the Gauf Keter, the thought of what does the emaner, what does or the emanator think about or thought about when he has created me. I can attain him as a result of performing those very same actions like he did. But what I attain is wholeness and perfection. And then Bchina Gimel discovers the need to achieve the Gauf Keter, which is truly the thought of creation. And that is what gives birth to Bchina Daled. And now that the Malchut clothes on the Zeranpin, she doesn't simply want to be like him. As a result of her performing the same actions that he does, she reaches its realization. By that, the Malchut truly achieves the Keter. The Zeranpin is merely the result, outshoot of the Keter. As a result of being lacking, there's the Bina who determines who he is, and the Malchut decides or defines who he shall be, the Zeranpin. But the Zeranpin himself is simply a demonstration of the Creator. But that's why he's called the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's small, How does that go together? But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that you simply have to learn from him how to perform one action or another. It's like, suppose a child automatically does what his dad does, with a hammer, with turning something, whatever. As a result, he achieves the understanding of the reason for the action. Therefore, the Malchut that rises to the Zeranpin achieves, according to her degree, more than him. Meaning, the Creator, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is our demonstration, or a demonstration for us, that we have to reach his degree, which is above the Zeranpin. It's not, God forbid, that people might think, people that aren't connected with the truth, that we decrease the degree of the Kadosh Baruch Hu from that word itself or something. But later on, you achieve greater attainments, but when you achieve them, there's a need nonetheless to add that the more the Malchut ascends, now she starts discovering in the Zeranpin itself the intention of the Keter. Why did he build all the previous discernments before him, including the Zeranpin? And then it's not that she rises above the Zeranpin, but she starts understanding how all the states that she now discovers, all these states, are inside him. Meaning, there is no breaching of the law here, that the lower cannot rise above its upper. It clothes on its upper, and on the one hand achieves more than the upper, according to its aviyut, to its level, degree, on the one hand. On the other hand, is never higher than the Elyon. Why? How come? Because in the higher and the upper, you have the discernments from below up, and in the Malchut, from below up. We'll talk about this. It'll clear up in feeling, so. And at a time that the first hay of the Zeranpin shine in it from above, at a state where it stands below the Chazeh of Zeranpin, but still she is from the Chazeh and down. And then he comes down to the Netzach, and she rises to the Hod, and he bows his degree and couples with her, meaning that the paltsuf of the gadlut, of the panim bepanim, of the discernment of the mochin of the yeshut, that have no mochin and are not sufficient for the coupling of procreation for the Zeranpin itself, but only for Yaakov, that bowed his head to the place of the old Ne'i of his own, and shine, and these Mochin, they shine in the Yeshut to Yaakov, that stands in the Netzach, which is discerned as the Rosh of the Zeranpin that came down to the place of Netzach by bowing his head. So we have the coupling of Yaakov with Rachel and Israel with Leah. That's the big coupling. And we needn't ask why should the Nukva rise to the Hod in order to receive the Mochin of the Gadlut of Yaakov. Because during the time that the mochin of its of her vak are also standing from the chazeh and down, and therefore, why does the Rav say here that it ascends to his hod? And the thing is, because truly these nehi are the old nehi of the Zeranpin, that now at the time of the mochin, they became the Chagat of Zeranpin, on which she closed over. And therefore it is considered that the Nukva that were the knee of Zazaranpin, they now become the Chagat, and Nukva clothes on it. And the Nukva stands at the Gvura of Zaranpin, and she rises together. But these ascents, these are qualitative ascents, obviously, that previously these were Kelim that were achieved by the Nei, and now the Kelim that she attains become Chagat. So this is how she grew. The lower that clothes on the upper, the lower rises with him. But you have to keep on to the adhesion here, and then rises with him. And therefore, he says, and she rises in his hod. Meaning in the hod that was before, in the old name. Meaning that now it is Gvura. And it was also already clarified that both this ascent to the knee of the Chagat is not important for the Zaranpin itself. And in value, they're still considered to be Nehi. But with respect to Yaakov and Rachel, they're considered to be true Chagat.
This is how, like in an elevator, the Nukva ascends and descends with respect to Zaranpin, its importance in its attainment, and as a result, by this it grows. And these ascents, no, you know what, no, let's continue. The third. You want to ask a question?
I want to ask.
There's nothing too much to ask about here. Nukva is clothing Nei Zaranpin. This is the correction that it was given. And now, we don't know where those things come from. You can say, is there an awakening from below or an awakening from above? Zaranpin changes. How does he change? By the light. It comes to Zaranpin. This light comes as a result of the work of the Nukva and the inferiors and the souls from below, or it comes from the awakening from above. Tao doesn't really clarify. He only speaks about the states that might happen. These states, what brings about these states, he doesn't explain yet. We'll study that later. It's a topic in of itself. It relates to the prayers, to Shacharit, Arvit, Mincha, into different changes there are. Shabbat, weekdays, different things that we differentiate in the spiritual world. But these changes that work from Ava Ve'ima or from Yishut with respect to Zaranpin are activating the Nukva, the Malchut, that is clothing it. And then it's found in constant movement with respect to him. He, in his, by his influence upon her, constantly rocks the Nukva, and this is why Nukva relates this way to Zaranpin in different ways. And thus she grows. She scrutinizes her kelim. What does it mean that she grows? The extent that Zaranpin influences her, she can use these or those vessels that are found in her authority below in the klipa, and then to start to direct them, to scrutinize them, to make her work next to them in a certain order. And that's how she is being constructed until she's capable of passing all of her discernments from Biyah to Atzilut, moving all the discernments from Biyah to Atzilut.
What is that addition that the Malchut has which allows her to resemble or become like the Ketel? Something that the Zaranpin does not have.
Oviut, what Zaranpin eventually reveals. Malchut, the fourth aspect, reveals at its end that her true desire is to receive. This is how, that's what comes to us from above, from Zaranpin, from the emanator. And she goes and uses this desire. Meaning the Keter of Malchut. What is Keter of Malchut? To use all of my desire to receive completely, as much as I can. Not that Zaranpin did so by Bina, where there in Bina, there was no desire to receive whatsoever in Keter de Zeranpin. Only that as a result of the desire to bestow of Bina to Keter, she addresses that and she addresses it and uses the desire to receive. Meaning, what's the most important thing in Zeranpin is not the desire to receive. The desire to receive is only a means to realize the intention of Bina to resemble to Keter. Is that clear? Okay. I want to resemble to the host. Okay? Now, first of all, I want to bestow upon him, to resemble him, just like he bestows upon me. And then I understand, says Bina, that in order to bestow to him, I need to receive. Meaning, I don't care about my reception. I don't want to receive at all. My nature is not reception, it's bestow. But only because I have no choice and I want to resemble to the host more and more, to draw closer, to resemble to him, then I take a desire to receive that has nothing to do with me. I take that desire to receive from Chochmah and I make the same action as Chochmah. Meaning the action itself is not important. What's important is the intention. Meaning that the desire to receive in Zeranpin is not really a desire to receive. It's only a means because there's no other choice. Whereas when Zeranpin began to receive fulfillment and has reached its end, then something of its own begins to be clarified in Zeranpin, because Zeranpin has no Rosh. Zeranpin is not independent. Zeranpin has no independent action whatsoever. So then, at the end of Zeranpin, in the end of the third aspect from the fourth aspects of direct light, begins to awaken a thought, an intention, an understanding, a certain sensation that just to receive is not enough. I begin to feel that to receive is not only an action that gives birth to the intention to bestow. Rather, in reception itself, there's vitality, there's life. I want to receive. I want to receive. I want it. Not like Bina planned me that I will receive and it will be bestowed upon the host. Rather, I feel in this action that I want to enjoy. Why? Or a slightly different question. How does Zeranpin differ Chochmah? That with respect to Chochmah, he's called Zeranpin. Chochmah is called Arichanpin. So how does Zeranpin differ Arichanpin or Chochmah? Zeranpin differs Chochmah in that he awakens in and of himself to receive. That Zeranpin begins to understand on his own that to receive is good. Good in which aspect? Because in this reception, there's bestowal to the Creator. Now I've revealed great pleasure from receiving for Him. Meaning I have an additional pleasure here. I both receive and bestow to Him. And as a result, I have an additional pleasure in my vessels of reception. Meaning in Zeranpin, there's greater light than in Chochmah. You understand? I sit and bestow to the host by enjoying. And I discover that the host enjoys that. Ah, the host also enjoys me. Why do I enjoy from delighting the host? Because my Rosh is Bina. I went to receive because I want to resemble Keter, the host. Right? I receive from the host, I sit before that table, I enjoy, I receive from the host and I enjoy. My intentions are to resemble him. Out of being similar to him, I don't give him anything. I only give that form, that shape, that I resemble him. I'm not Malchut, I'm Zeranpin. And then it turns out that as a result, I begin to feel he enjoys me. He enjoys what I'm doing. He enjoys the fact that I resemble him. meaning in my pleasure, I begin to delight him. In my pleasure, by receiving pleasure, I begin to feel pleasure not only from enjoying those refreshments and this food, rather from the fact that I bring him pleasure, that I delight him. So I have this double pleasure. Now this double pleasure is scrutinized in Nehi de Zeranpin and not in Chagat. Soon we will be able to interpret that a bit more. But according to the four aspects of direct light, meaning Zeranpin in its end begins to as if grow volume, to inflate. He enjoys the fact that he receives. He has to enjoy, otherwise he doesn't delight Keter. Doesn't resemble Keter, because Keter enjoys his giving. Otherwise, he's not called a giver. And he receives pleasure from the fact that he gives to Keter. He enjoys that. And from this pleasure, he also adds another pleasure for himself. And then the Malchut is being built from that. The Malchut says, I want to enjoy these pleasures. Why does Malchut want to enjoy these pleasures? Now you tell me. Because Bina decided only to receive one pleasure, one action. Bina says, I do like Chochmah does. And now, when it is revealed that by resembling the Creator, I receive an additional pleasure, this pleasure, now I receive it for my own, for myself. And this is the root of the klipa, of the shell. So it turns out that Malchut is truly the last aspect of the kli. It enjoys, it wishes to enjoy in every possible aspect. As a result of the light, the pleasure that comes from the Creator, as a result of the fact that it resembles the Creator, as a result of the fact that it bestows to the Creator, and as a result of the fact that the Creator enjoys her bestowal. She enjoys from all four aspects in the Malchut. And then it ends in a state in which she is about to connect to Keter at the end of the Malchut. When by enjoying, I'm completely opposite from Keter. And the whole process began from the desire to resemble Keter completely. And then there's no choice. The path has ended in this clog. In this end, this dead end. And now, as a result of this dead end, there is a restriction, and so on. Why is it good for us to know that? What is the difference there is between Malchut and Zeranpin? That Malchut now goes to Zeranpin and corrects, ascends to Zeranpin and corrects herself according to Zeranpin. That when Malchut corrects herself after the breaking of the vessels, not from itself, now as a result, Malchut has to attain the attainment of the Creator in each and every smallest detail there is. Well, we'll talk about it next time. Now we'll move to the next part. We'll move to the next part of the lesson and we'll sing a song together. יש לנו בניין שיש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות בקומה הראשונה נמצאים החברים ואילו בשנייה את השלם מוצאים בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה אהבת אחים עונה את הרצון לשאול ולברר למצוא את העליון כי שם הוא מסתתר
לקפוץ ובורא עולם רוצה אתה לחפוץ תדאג לחברים עשה זאת בשמחה כי רק בין האחים נמצאת אהבה בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחים נא את הרצון לישון ולברר למצוא את העליון שם הוא מסתתר בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחים יש לנו בניין שיש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות